This is day 33 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Sunday the 3rd of April. Today's psalm is very familiar to me. I've read it hundreds of times and often in public because the tail end of this psalm is often read in a funeral service. This is Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. So this is a psalm of David, and he's remembering that there is so much to praise God for. He's already faced many troubles in his life. He's experienced sin and disease and the pit, as he describes, even in this psalm. But similar to the Apostle Paul, he begins this psalm by praising God for all of the good things that God gives us. I'm just going to pick out five briefly. Firstly, forgiveness. He remembers that God forgives all our sins. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our wrongdoings. But there's that wonderful promise that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed our sins from us. Secondly, healing. He remembers that God heals all our diseases. Now, of course, one day completely we will be healed. But in the meantime, we see just glimpses and signs of this when God intervenes miraculously and brings his healing. Thirdly, redemption. He remembers that God redeems us, redeems our lives from the pit. There is no pit so deep that God can't reach into. Fourthly, love. He says he crowns you with love and compassion. And fifthly, satisfaction. He satisfies our desires with good things in verse 5. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for all of the benefits that you give us. Thank you for your forgiveness, your healing. Thank you for redeeming us, for crowning us with love and compassion, and for satisfying us with good things. Amen.